PFT Media.
Feel that, brother? It's the mega powers reuniting. Look, yeah. Let's do that. What's the handshake they did? The static field.
Oh yeah,
we're back, bitches. Time to get educational. Sing it, Freddy.
Shopping with no ID at grocery stores.
Take that.
I didn't register for that grocery ID.
I was educated. I had no idea there was a grocery store in Mar-a-Lago. That's the only place I can think that would require ID.
I think to buy groceries. Enter Mar-a-Lago, because Mar-a-Lago is just like a 2 month. You need an ID just to get into that place.
Right.
Pedro Lima, Dan Perella is back, everybody. Super producer Chris Crespo holding the iPhone or whatever Galaxy thing is. It's an iPhone. It's not an iPhone. The Google Pixel. It's a race. What is that?
It's a blue.
It's a blue?
It's an LG.
It's LG. An LG. Not all of us have benefited from that tax break that the president has provided.
Oh, this was a poor decision, actually.
Dan.
Yeah.
A couple weeks off.
Woof. It's been, it's been a month.
I've been lost. Without you here,
I'm sorry.
It is so you don't know how hard it is to carry this show.
To herd the cats.
Oh, my God!
What are you talking about? He's the cat. What are you talking about?
Well, he brings in other cats.
And then I'm the one that has to bring the other.
Yeah, he
cats.
Brings in his cat homies, Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber over here.
Yeah. What you want to talk meow about? As my daughter has that down pat.
The meow.
Oh, okay. You gotta be kidding me. She's great with it.
You have to be kidding me right now.
Yeah. So it's been fun. You missed, I don't know what you've missed, but we're recording this as of August 2nd,
right.
2018, and football is back. Concussion Central.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Dolphins are undefeated, baby.
Woo!
Everybody starts with a clean slate.
Yep.
There's hope until week three, right? Week three, that's when things...
It depends what team you are. I think some lose hope by preseason already.
By preseason?
I think
I don't pay attention preseason.
I don't? Okay.
I week four.
Week four is when
it's
you're...
a barometer.
Okay.
If my team is 0-4, it's lost. If it's a 2-2, there's a chance. If it's 1-3, there's still got a chance.
Your team thrives on being 2-2.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's that's why I'm always in.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? For Jets fans, 1-3, you know where you're going. 2-2, you're optimistic.
Yep.
3-1, you're already booking flights to the Super Bowl.
But with the Giants, especially though, there's something about you guys that has to be 2-2. If you're more than that, you're losing in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, we can't... The only time we were super dominant was in 86.
Yeah. You need to be decent in order to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we need to claw our way into the playoffs.
Right.
To bring fear to people. And that's what we've been doing, buddy. Yeah. And I went to SuperCon. I wanted to talk about that.
Did you guys enjoy the floor?
Phenomenal show.
Good.
Phenomenal production. The production level went up.
Yeah.
Like, they had cameras on these stupid cranes.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting rig? I thought it was like, did WWE produce this? Is this an ECW production?
We wanted to go all out, yeah. What night were you there for?
The Rumble night.
The Rumble, yes.
That was great. The giraffe.
Went viral.
It did. It did.
3 million views.
It was great. I sent a picture of Gangrel with the giraffe to the people at KOK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what was it that what was the highlight of that thing? Not the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
There was something, I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, let me tell you this.
Okay.
So, you know, we went there because Brianna is a big fan of Overwatch.
Okay, yeah.
Wanted to meet the Symmetra lady.
Right.
So she dressed up as Symmetra for that morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't see you night two. We were exhausted. Goes out there, meets her. She starts crying. Starts crying. She just wanted to take a picture. Starts crying. The Symmetra lady was super nice to her. Lisa starts crying. And I'm like, oh. And oh. I'm fighting
All right.
my tears. Jake, I could give three shits about this. But it's kind of like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden, it went from a $30 picture to Brianna getting $120 worth of things.
Those Overwatch guys are really nice.
Josh, who is Roadhog,
Josh the man,
ran into him and go, "Yeah, you're gonna do another spot wrestling things." Like, matter of fact,
he was all for it. Yeah, he did it on Saturday.
He did it Saturday. I missed him, man. I couldn't say those super cons. You really gotta time them.
Yeah,
because you can do everything and then you get exhausted.
It's like Disney World. You gotta plan out your trip.
And I had to pass, but the thing is, traffic is a mother.
Yeah.
But then after like 2 hours, you've done everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even less.
If you're not there for panels and stuff, then yeah.
Yeah, I don't go for panels. Right. Or anything like that. Like, I took Lisa to the video game part.
Okay.
And the funk is real.
Oh, yeah.
In that spot.
Crespo. You went to the Twitch area?
The funk is real. Mm-hmm. Like, Lisa went there. It's like, what? It's like a blanket of no deodorant sweat hogs. And these are grown adults for the most part.
I luckily, my job doesn't let me go actually in those areas, so I'm kind of... Yeah, I'm married to the office and the arena floor.
Kermit has the idea of one day just going to one of these cons mm-hmm. and just with Axe body spray
and just
start spraying people.
Yeah,
just bad. It just my cousin has a company that they play Warhammer and stuff like that. He makes like mini figurines and sells them. Goes to conventions and stuff like that. But when he used to have the store and he used to have people in, my younger cousin has no filter.
Okay.
So he used to tell people, hey, put some deodorant on or get out of my store.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can't say that in any of those stores because you lose 90% of your clientele.
Right.
Like, what is the most smelliest one? Is it comic book? Is it is it magic players?
I think it's a gamer of some sort. Comic book people tend to shower a little bit more.
Okay.
But what about those the cosplay outfits? Because they're hard to clean.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are made with like foams and stuff, and they get
there's ways of cleaning them. They just don't do enough research.
Yeah, like a guy that wears that. Yeah.
Like a professional. Like
our stuff gets professionally cleaned.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a professional guy that does that.
Hmm. Well, there's the ones that go to the laundromat, which we have pressed and everything like that, and then there's certain ones that. Yeah, our costume department like kind of gets in there and does their thing to make sure that they're
still
fresh.
You have a costume department now?
We have a costume department.
Wow.
And a makeup department, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys are just blowing up.
I mean, you saw the show. Like, the production value
is doubled. Yeah, I just thought they have their own costumes and just
No, we provide everything.
Really?
We provide everything for the wrestlers.
The Punisher gear?
What's up?
The Punisher, the Bane gear?
Yeah. I mean, Brian Cage brought his singlet, but we provide everything else.
Wow. That is great.
Yeah.
And Skeletor should have stayed champion. That's what I'm saying. Skeletor does have a following.
All right.
And he goes, wah!
It's a huge pop. But in Raleigh, we kind of corrected it. Black Panther's champion now.
Black Panther.
So there's no taking that off him.
Oh, well, not unless you want the NAACP showing up.
Which is great because Storm is my women's champion. So my two champions are going to go into Birmingham, Alabama in April, Black Panther and Storm, because I like to make a statement in my wrestling.
Jeez. I can have like a Jeff Sessions or Donald Trump cosplayer show up, or you try to keep it away from the political thing.
Here is...
Ooh, there's rules.
Here's the storyline that I have yet to do, and I don't think I'm going to do it.
Okay,
yet.
What was the storyline that got nixed?
The storyline that got nixed, or at least shelved for now, is that Black Panther was going to get hit from behind by a Trump sign to knock him out. And holding the Trump sign was going to be Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks. And Uncle Ruckus was going to manage White Champions to try and take the title.
Oh. Yo! Yo!
That's amazing.
Yo! Are you out of your mind?
That's why it got shelved.
Who is your conscience when you come up with these?
I check with a lot of people.
You have to.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. Like,
you have to.
In my mind, I'm like, this is the funniest thing ever. And then I'm like, let me check with everyone else.
You need a barometer, barometer on this one.
I check with every black locker, remember?
Don't ask me.
But half the time, they think it's a good idea. No, they're like, do it.
No, yes.
I'm like, all right, let me check with sensitive white people. They'll tell me yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're the worst. So.
I was compiling a list, and feel free to have your top five things that white people say. Ready? Okay. So top five things that I've noticed that white people say. Whenever there's a dilemma or anything, this is unacceptable.
Unacceptable, They always, I do say that, yeah.
I always say that. Let me speak to your supervisor. Right? That one is up there. Where's my phone?
I don't really say that because I'm very just like, no, dude, we're settling this here and now. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you want to retreat to the supervisor, that's up to you.
Yeah.
What is your employee number?
Badge number.
/ badge number.
Yeah.
What is the email of the president of said company, whatever it is?
Wow.
I'm going to file a complaint.
Right. The president.
Love it or leave it. It's there. And then 5B, this is America, not, and then insert racially pronounced country. I noticed that's the top five things. Am I missing one, guys? Just anything you guys want to chime in on?
That comes out of...
I do feel like you're... I want to speak to your manager, and I want the email for the president. Or kind of like the same thing, one just an escalated version of the other.
Yeah. Well, that means talk to your manager, and then they want to go corporate.
Yeah, I want to talk to... Yeah.
Because they'll ask, let me talk to the manager at whatever food... let's say Chipotle. Let me talk to the manager. Mm-hmm. That manager doesn't resolve it, and it's not to their... It's not acceptable to them, right. Which is number two. This is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Then they'll escalate it to, give me the number... To the president of Chipotle, because
which all minimum wage employees have.
Yeah, no, and they think that's the president of Chipotle is just waiting,
right?
Just taking phone calls. So he didn't give you extra guacamole. Oh, so you missed out on the guacamole promotion. Oh, okay. What did you read the sign that says limited? Yeah, you did see that, but you didn't think it applied to you. Oh, okay. Yeah, we get all right.
Well then, yeah. Not for nothing.
Not for nothing?
I always hear that at a white guy. You know, not for nothing, but I never hear that at anybody else but a white guy. Not for nothing.
What's the other one?
My best friend's black, okay?
Yes.
I've got a lot of black friends.
It's always a lot. I have a lot of black. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
When they look both sides. Let me look at
your Instagram real quick.
When they look both sides. Oh, yeah. And then they tell you the most racist shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... Is that Dan? Are you teaching anything today? I am. Today?
We have a little bit of thing going.
What's the topic, buddy? I'm thirsty for knowledge.
We're gonna go to Japan.
What?
We're gonna go to Japan.
Wow, off the hook. Hadouken! Hadouken indeed. Wow, he finally got to press that button. He pressed it. The dust just came out of that button. It's been sitting there idle for the longest time, and we're in Japan.
We are now in Japan.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I really think so.
Talks about having an orgasm.
We're gonna talk
is
about,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah, it is. It's about masturbation.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's masturbation. Because you squint your eyes as he's masturbating.
Oh, wow.
And the 80s were very, very casual.
I got your picture on the wall.
That song wouldn't play right. This
Yeah.
This what.
Exactly. It's about a guy looking at porn and jerking it off. Yeah.
And just squinting.
And right? Squinting, oh, yeah.
Squinting. You're Asian. That's uh-huh, so
that's
offensive.
The, yeah.
What is the Mexican radio? What is that? What's that all
about? I don't know about Mexican radio. I know Shebop is also about masturbation.
Shebop,
yeah. There's a lot of masturbation songs. A lot of people.
Yeah, the Divinals?
Which one?
Well, every time I think about you.
I touch myself. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Divinals.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's the most overt one, I think.
Right. They rarely get that out there. So,
yeah. What are we doing in Japan?
Well, we're going to talk about Japan, kind of the events leading up to...
Dolphin stabbing?
It's close modernization in the 19th century, which leads us to also the film The Last Samurai.
Oh! Okay, yeah. With Tom Cruise. Bless his soul. 50-something years old.
Where white men 54? Come and save the day a little bit. 56?
56.
That Scientology keeps you
dude,
young.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's getting rid of those
Jeff Van
negative,
Gundy.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise are the same age.
That's not a fair comparison.
It's even crazy. No, I'll give you a crazier one if you want to do that sort of comparison. Uh-huh. It's a little topic. Jared Leto.
He's a Japanese thing.
And Ted Cruz are the same age.
Shut up.
The exact same age.
Oh.
I know, it's sad, right?
How old is...
just stop the show.
Yeah, now I want to know... I want to get compared ages. Right. Samuel Jackson, Clint Eastwood. Are they the same age? Or is it the other black guy that I'm thinking
Morgan
about?
Morgan Freeman. I think
Clint
they're
Eastwood.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
They're close?
Yeah.
And Freeman looks better.
Yeah, Freeman looks better.
Like Clint Eastwood's talking to chairs and shit.
All right, they're both pushing 90.
They're both pushing. Gene Hackman. I saw
Gene Hackman's still alive, yeah.
Retired. He's got a goozle going on.
I saw him on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay.
Old episode, but Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he just happened to be there, right? And they walk up
in
on
New
him.
New Mexico.
And he agrees to be on the show.
He goes, I just want to eat breakfast.
That was the last thing. That's the only TV he's done or whatever since he's retired.
Wow.
Since Welcome to Mooseport.
Well, good for him.
Was that on TV? That's so bad.
That was that movie with the
Ray Romano. Yeah, Ray Romano. That's when they were trying to make Ray Romano a star.
That was the last movie?
Should have been his last thing.
Ray Romano killed
him. All right, Japan, the 19th century.
Right.
Jared Leto, same age as Ted Cruz, go.
Exactly. Okay. So we'll start off, of course, just to give you an idea of what Japan is all about. We're going into the 19th century here. It is the Edo period. E-D-O. Edo period.
Edo.
It is run by a family known as Tokugawa.
Okay.
Tokugawa has been in charge since 1600. All right, so it's been about 200 years now of rule by this established family.
They're peace. They're at peace?
It is peace. There is peaceful. 200 years of no war.
No war. What was there before that? What was their biggest war?
Before they were
Chinese?
It was a period called the Warring States period.
Okay.
In which all the different daimyos or nobles of Japan were fighting over control of who was going to become the unifier of Japan and the shogun.
Oh, okay. So they had the Royal Rumble and the Edo's one.
Right.
See? Simplify it.
Exactly. There we go. And so Tokugawa is now in charge. And we could talk about a little bit later about the Warring States period in a different lecture. Because it is fascinating.
You always say that. We never get back to that next.
I try to wait till we reach our 1 year mark.
We did.
And then I go do the thing there. Well,
we
gotta, you know.
We got to start looking at episodes. All right, let's go.
We should.
Tokugawa.
Tokugawa, right?
Tokugawa.
Tokugawa. Now, Tokugawa was very strict on the Japanese social order.
Okay.
Most all of the shoguns of Japan. Now, I'll give you a little bit insight of what the Japanese social order of feudal Japan was. It was very much like the feudal society in Europe, where you had your peasants on the bottom completely.
Okay.
They were bound to the land. They had to, in order to get protection, they had to serve the lord's land, give up a little bit of their crop from time to time. And they were basically at the almost bottom. And then after that, you had your artisans and your skilled craftsmen, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that was your warrior class, the samurai. And that was like your knights.
Which is what everyone knows when they think of Japan, feudal Japan.
Right. You think of the samurai, which is it's the same thing when you think of medieval Europe. You think of your knights, even though they were only a small percentage of the actual population. Mm-hmm. And they definitely were about just, they had their code, the Bushido code. But it was just as honorable as a European knight. It wasn't really taken to the letter, and it wasn't really exactly about equality and love and protection like people romanticize.
Like, okay. Yeah, what was it about? Just like
don't protect the wealthy and make sure the wealthy are safe.
Okay.
And if you can protect the poor at the same time, yeah, that's cool too.
But if you want to.
Right. I mean, if they're in the same room.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the rich one's not in danger.
If it's not going to stress you out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, being a samurai was like
while your sword is out, yeah. If you want to.
It was like being a Beverly Hills cop. You knew exactly who you were protecting here. So... and then on top of them were the local lords, the daimyo.
Okay.
And then on top of them was the ultimate lord, the shogun, and he administered everything in Japan. Now, technically, he had a boss, the emperor of Japan, but the emperor was really more of a figurehead at this point. So he got to be emperor with the understanding that he didn't do anything. And so they wanted to keep the imperial line alive, so they made these concessions to the emperor. Mm-hmm. And the imperial line did survive. It's the longest surviving dynasty in history.
Okay. Second is Queen of England?
Oh, no. Second is, I believe, someone in Cambodia has that title.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the English monarchy, they could trace it back to 1066, but that's as far as the English can go. Whereas the Japanese, the emperor today in Japan, can trace his ancestor all the way back to the year 600 BC.
Sure.
It is the longest unbroken royal line in history.
That's a long scroll.
Yo, dude, yeah. How many scrolls they got there?
It's a lot. It's a plethora of scrolls, yeah, my friend.
It's a plethora.
What's a plethora? So that was society there. That was just kind of how the makeup. And all the way at the bottom, the very, very bottom of society was the merchant class. So the businessmen.
They're in the bottom?
They were the bottom. The merchants, unlike in Europe, even though they were making the most money, they were seen as leeches of society because they didn't actually create anything that they made money from.
Hold up. So that there's the poor people right. have more respect than the people that are out there working, the merchants.
Right. Because the poor and the artisans, they produced, they created. The merchants, all they did was take things that other people created and made money off of it.
Oh, and the poor had the dignity of just, yeah. You know, we'll take this L.
Right.
We're going to hold on to it.
So they were seen as the lowest form of society because they didn't actually contribute anything, at least in the eyes of the noble classes. And the nobles didn't like the fact that the merchants could possibly get wealthier than the shoguns themselves.
Oh, okay.
Which eventually they do.
But if they have no merchant, they...
They can't survive economically.
Okay.
It's a necessary evil for them.
Okay.
You know, it's...
I need you to sell this, but you can't sell good enough.
Right.
Well, I'll have to
just don't tell people you're making more money than me. And we'll get to that in just a second. So the shoguns were always very scared of a peasant and lower class uprising. So the first thing they do when they take control is that they pass a law saying that no one is allowed to carry weapons except for the upper class.
Oh!
So that's it. A complete banning of weapons. For
gun laws.
Right.
Sword laws.
Sword laws.
Sword
no
control.
Bladed weapons are allowed in the lower classes.
Here comes the nunchucks.
Yes.
Yes!
Yes. You got it. So in order to defend themselves, right... The peasants had to create a martial arts using the empty hand, or karate.
Oh.
And that's where it comes from, because they weren't allowed to use weapons. And the nunchucks was a farming tool.
I thought Karate Kid was Chinese. That's, I learned that from the Jackie Chan movie.
We're a Ralph Macchio camp in here.
Ralph
Macchio,
okay.
We're firmly right. based in the Pat Maria society here. So yeah, karate, open hand. Uh-huh. Nunchucks were one of the farming implements. The bow staff, the sai, all these things were used for farming originally that were later on weaponized in order to defend themselves. Because they knew the samurai weren't going to defend them. They weren't wealthy enough. So out of Tokugawa comes the birth of karate. And that's where you get that. And then, so time goes on. You look at 200 years of peace. No wars, nothing like that. Japan is totally isolated as well.
Who ruins it? America.
America does.
Shut up. Yeah, really?
Yeah,
for
you're
real?
You're getting good at this, man. You're getting good at this. Man, where's Simon when you needed to rack up these points? So, yeah, they go really well. And the point I was, they isolate themselves completely. No one is allowed out of Japan. No one is allowed into Japan except for one port. And that's where the Europeans, the Dutch, are allowed to come in and trade goods. And then that's it. Only the Dutch can go to this one city in
Why
Japan.
The Dutch?
The Dutch were not Catholic. The Japanese were afraid of the Catholic the most because when the Spanish and Portuguese came, they brought a little bit, they set up too many missions. This whole Jesus thing, they were very dodgy about Jesus because the idea that...
Too skinny compared to their Buddha.
Right, too skinny compared to the Buddha.
Too much hair.
Too much hair. And they didn't like the fact that there was someone spreading this religion that there was that said that there was someone more powerful than the emperor. Yeah,
magical power can walk.
Right, they don't want to
water into wine.
And the Spanish brought slaves.
Oh.
And they didn't. They were worried the Spanish were going to enslave them, just like they enslaved the Americans.
When the Japanese got black people,
no.
And then they got nothing to worry about. All right, let's go.
So they told the Spanish no. They told the Portuguese no. They told the English no. The Dutch, they were fine with because they were neutral. The Dutch promised they wouldn't bring in any other Christianity, and it was that just they got the whitest cracker that they could in order to trade with them.
But the goddamn clogging of their steps every single time.
Just every... The Dutch are here to trade. So that's how they got some luxuries, but not enough to really advance themselves. So yeah, it was a time of peace and prosperity and mass education, but it was basically like a civilization in a bottle, perfectly preserved.
Okay.
Basically, Japan by the year 1800 was the exact same technologically in society as it was in the 1600s.
Okay.
It was the first time you saw a perfectly preserved society.
Okay.
So that was, you know, and as time went on, people in the lower class were started to resent the peace and prosperity because they got a lot of prosperity, but they still didn't get any rights. And it was becoming harder and harder for the Japanese administration to explain why the nobles should be on top. Before it was, oh, well, we have all the money, we have all the education. Well, all these merchants were making so much money, they were putting their kids in the same schools as the nobles. So now what's the excuse? Oh, well, we have tradition and history, et cetera, et cetera. Well, most of these guys have been established for hundreds of years as well, have communities, have these things. And so it was a battle back and forth between the middle classes and the upper class over who was going to get any type of respect or anything like
okay.
that. Okay. And it got to the point where the Japanese passed a law, Tokugawa passed a law, where samurai could force merchants to give them a loan whenever they thought the merchant was making too much money.
Oh, okay.
And legally, the samurai never had to pay it back.
Because... Now, who became samurai?
You were born into it.
You were born a samurai?
Yeah, you don't become a samurai. You're born into
it. Oh, okay.
So, rich people.
Okay.
They're the only ones who could afford the horses and the armor and everything like that.
But time out.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise movie.
Uh-huh.
There's a village full of samurais.
Yeah.
All those people were just, like, well off? Because I didn't see any, like, anything fancy that they had. I didn't see any flat screens or anything like that.
Right. Now, those people were just the common soldiers being trained.
Okay. So, they weren't technically samurai.
Right. They have to give up their weapons after they leave the service.
Okay.
Right. The samurai were the ones who lived in those palaces. So, it's a very rare group.
So, these samurais that lived in the woods...
No.
No, dude, you weren't samurai.
I ain't samurai.
What a fry,
maybe a Ronin.
You know. Whoa! Maybe a Ronin. What is that?
A Ronin is a warrior with no master to serve.
That sounds even better than samurai,
right? You're your own man.
The last Ronin.
Robert he should have been actually.
You remember the Robert De Niro movie, Ronin? Wait.
Ronin? Yeah. What is it? Ronin 47?
No, it's called Ronin.
No, the
47 Ronin is the Keanu Reeves movie.
The Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, well, that's not a good movie.
That trailer looks so good.
It's a great trailer.
I was really excited for it.
Great trailer.
Oh,
I like Keanu Reeves. Had a dragon in it. Bad movie. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all right.
Remind me to tell you I'm sorry to bother you.
Okay. Okay.
Piece of shit movie.
So we get to the year
horrible
1850.
Stuff is just pointless.
Do I have to bleep that?
I don't know. Do we have to bleep that?
I don't know. It's your show.
Horse?
Yeah. It's your show.
I don't know.
It's for kids.
It's for the kids learning.
Okay. So we get to the year 1850. And by now, the English and French.
Don't trust anything. Dan's still thinking about wrestling booking.
The English and French are banging on Japan's door.
Why?
Because they want access now.
Access for what do they want? The
resources.
Money?
The Industrial Revolution is in full bloom right now.
Okay. What resources Japan have?
Well, Japan's got a lot of different types of herbs that they want. Silk that they want.
Okay.
Plums.
Plums. Okay.
So wood, the different type of timber that comes from Japan was very highly sought as well. And the British and the French, now they have mass production, they want to start selling these imported goods to their people. So they're constantly pressuring Japan to open up the borders again. The Dutch are pressuring them to open up more cities for them. The Japanese are stopping. They're slowing down. They refuse. Now, the English and the French are a bit busy with other places around the world. And they don't really want to start an international incident without being provoked.
Okay.
Enter the United States.
Oh, here comes the stumbling idiot of the world.
So, the United States has just gotten itself some nice steamships.
What up, bro?
Yep. The Commodore of the Navy is called Matthew Perry. Yes. Yes. So now you have that image in your head.
That Matthew Perry.
So you can just imagine Matthew Perry in a 1850s naval outfit with the hat and everything.
And you open the ports.
So a bunch of Japanese ships meet the United States ships. Out in the water, the United States are heading towards Edo, the capital of Japan, where they're not supposed to. You're supposed to go down south and deal with the cities down below.
Bro, we got ships.
They basically said, listen, follow us, we'll take you to port, and then, you know, we'll be nice enough to let you refuel, but you've got to be on your way. And the United States just keeps going straight. And the Japanese ships can't catch up to them because they're steamships now versus the sail ships. So they just go all the way to the port of Edo, right at Edo Castle, the palace of the Shogun. And they port their cannons right at Edo Castle. And Commodore Perry basically tells the Japanese, all right, so I have a list of demands.
I got a list of demands. Open up the ports, you're going to blow it to hell.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty much. Look at that. He's starting to understand history more and more.
I know. I feel like Will Ferrell when he does his speech in Old School, he just blacks out. Like, what did I say? I learned what?
He's like, open up all the ports of the United States. You are going to give any of our castaways or anyone who drifts ashore full medical attention. You're going to send them back to the United States. And you're going to have an equal trade with everyone.
What the hell? Who made United States? Did they just come off winning the
Civil War hasn't started yet.
Civil War hasn't started.
No, this is 1858.
So not even the first war, and these assholes are already just demanding.
1853. Shit. We are under President Millard Fillmore.
The least liked of the Willards.
Millard Fillmore.
Definitely the least
liked of the Willards. So that's terrifying. You've got this guy saying, I work for Millard Fillmore, and you're going to listen.
President Fillmore sent me.
So as fear-inspiring as the name Millard Fillmore likes to induce on them.
That would have been hard for the Japanese to pronounce.
You're right.
A lot of L's. Oh, yeah.
So he says, you've got 3 days to comply or I will turn this castle into rubble with my cannons.
He just sent them out there just like, hey, go talk to the Japs.
Yeah. He's like, hey, see if you can get a trade.
Did the French agreement. And the English kind of like egged on the United States?
Probably, I'm sure. Okay. Like, hey, get them to do it.
Paint them with croissants or something. Like
get the U.S. to do it. They'll do anything. So the Japanese agree. I mean, there's nothing they can do. They realized they hadn't developed their technology in 200 years. They were outgunned in every single way.
Wow.
The United States would just wipe the floor with them and there was nothing they could do.
Okay.
So they signed this agreement with the United States, which basically makes the Japanese subservient to the United States and the rest of Europe. And that's when the samurai get angry. Ooh. At the Tokugawa administration.
Oh, how are you going to let them come here?
Right.
Push us around with their machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not see we got swords?
We've got honor.
We got honor. We can beat them with honor.
Yeah. So there's a rebellion against the Tokugawa. It's called the Meiji Restoration. And it's called that because the emperor at the time was called Emperor Meiji. And they said, listen, if the emperor had total control, he's not a coward. This is Tokugawa's fault. If the emperor was in charge, full power, he wouldn't have let this happen.
Wow.
So the southern samurai rebel against the Tokugawa, overthrow Tokugawa, and put the emperor back in supreme power of Japan. And this is around 1868.
Okay.
So there we have what's called the Meiji Restoration, which is this idea of now the emperor in total control. And the emperor comes up with this idea basically saying, listen, we can't beat the United States or Europe or France because we're not industrialized. Now, the other countries have screwed up. Latin America and all of them have screwed up by asking for these industrial powers to build them up and build them factories. And now they're all indebted to them. We're going to do it on our own. We're going to industrialize. We need to industrialize, but no foreigner is going to help us industrialize.
Okay. All right.
So he opens up the treasury and spends millions of yen and sends guys out to Europe to understand how the factories work and then brings them all back. And what he does is he has the Japanese government build every single factory, railroad, post office, bank. Everything is funded by the Japanese government and then sold at cost to any company that wants to start up so that no one has foreign debt. And that's what he does to build it up. And so you get a lot of names that you think of today were started because of this, dare I say, socialist initiative.
Okay.
To
how dare you.
Right. Yamaha.
Oh.
Nintendo. I believe...
Sony,
not at this point yet.
Samsung.
I think Mitsubishi and Kawasaki were starting up at this point as well. But yeah, these were some of the original industries that started up at this time. Before, Nintendo used to be just a playing card company. They just did playing cards and trading cards and stuff. For the longest time, obviously. And Samurai trading cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And sumo trading cards. A lot of sumo trading cards. Big, very big.
And Nintendo, there. Is Nintendo responsible for Pokemon or no?
Yeah.
Nintendo is
Pokemon. Nintendo's Pokemon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was a big buildup, and now Japan was starting to industrialize. And the shoguns had to start bowing down to the emperor. And the emperor realized also, if we're going to get any respect out of the West, we need to start acting like the West. So he destroys all of the laws of inequality. Everyone is now equal to the laws of Japan. Everyone. You can marry whoever you want. You can travel wherever you want. Because most of the time, the peasants had to carry papers with them all the time. Just going from the district. There was a uniform currency. It was a full modernization of the country.
Okay.
And that's when the samurai didn't like that.
Oh, once they start seeing the lights.
Right. Once they realized they had now have the same rights as the peasants. That they were considered equal to the peasants in the eyes of the Japanese government. A lot of them did not like that idea.
And that's when they went to the woods.
And that's when they went to the woods and found Tom Cruise.
He was just stumbling there.
Right. So The Last Samurai, that movie itself, first off, it's true wrong.
Story.
It's wrong in many, many ways.
Oh, it's not a true story.
Based on a true story. But the guy is not American. He's French.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's a French officer.
I thought it was his Asian friend, Dances with Wolves. That's how
it basically, you might as well call it that.
Okay.
And second, they make it sound very honorable. They make the other side that he's fighting for, you know, oh, we're here to carry on the legacy of Japan against these evil bankers and everything like that. These people were fighting for the rights to make sure peasants had no weapons.
Uh-huh.
They were making sure that they could tell a woman who she was allowed to marry in their areas. You know, they could burn Christians at will. That's what they were fighting for.
It's like making the last Taliban or something.
Right, exactly.
The last Taliban.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sorry,
it was,
Tom Cruise.
They make it sound heroic, but in fact, those were the bad guys when you think of it in the terms of progress.
Wow. But when did it... What? I want to know the turning point. There's some turning points always that I've always had. Like, and we'll get back to this. My turning point is baseball. You people used to wear suits mm-hmm. to see baseball. Now you don't see that. This right. guy's pretty much shirtless. I want to know the time period where the one guy decided not to wear a suit and just everybody's... You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, someone else okay. saw that guy. I was like, oh, he looks really comfortable.
And then some asshole said, "Well, I'm going to show up in shorts."
Yeah. Like,
then like, one guy
I'm a sweltering hot in this wool suit. It's a summer here in the baseball game.
Yankee Stadium, they show up in three-piece suits hat and hats, the fedora. Yeah.
Had to walk by trash piles to get to the game.
So then...
So what's your turning point here for
so
Japan?
The turning point is samurai's assholes.
Right.
At what point, when did it become... Who romanticized the samurais? To make it seem like
Akira Kurosawa.
You get a lot of romance after the Second World War. Partially as kind of a sympathetic...
Old reset button in the United States. Yeah,
kind of just... partially as an apology for obliterating an entire culture.
Yeah.
A lot of it springs after the Second World War. Just kind of... And another of it is a reaction to America, because Japan is very, when you look at it, people are like, Japan's very calm or very, slow to approach and everything. And so it has that allure compared to fast-paced America. But what we don't factor in is that they're also slow to women's rights and slow to not burning gay people and slow to...
Japanese still doing that?
No, not anymore. But I'm saying, but back then, it was definitely.
I know they have a beef with China. We
got
to talk.
Oh,
about
Oh yeah,
that
they got one. A huge beef with China.
What triggered them starting?
The Chinese started it.
I'm saying with the World War. What triggered that with the United States? The beef with the United States. Other than I get it, they sent some kamikazes out there.
Right. Oh, so why Japan joined the other side?
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. Well. Remember our talk on the World War One Treaty of Versailles?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that was going on in the Treaty of Versailles is Japan came in and said, hey, let's have the Racial Equality Act, which states that all governments are equal no matter what. And the European power said, nope, you're Asian, you're lower than us, get out of here.
Okay.
So Japan felt hurt and they felt betrayed, and so they went and screwed off back to Japan. And then while everyone was industrializing and building more resources, they wanted resources of their own. So they started conquering Pacific Islands, and then they started conquering China for resources. And then the Western world said, no, you guys are evil warmongers. How dare you do that? And they felt, they felt a little bit that the West was being quite hypocritical on that, considering that Britain owned 25% of the world at the time. In the United States, they had always had this rival relationship. It was a friendly rivalry over who controlled the Pacific Ocean. And then the United States decided that in order to stop Japan from expanding, they would stop shipping them oil.
Okay.
And so Japan realized that no matter what their relationship was, no matter how well Japan treated the United States was always going to side with Great Britain because they were both white. And so Japan decided they were going to take it into their own hands. They were going to invade the British colonies with lots of oil. But before they did that, they were going to attack the U.S. fleet in Hawaii so that the U.S. couldn't intercept and stop them from their plans. And it really was just that assumption that American racism was always going to be more important than the Pacific Trade Agreement that they had.
So... Japan
good assumption.
So Japan technically wasn't like we're with you, Hitler.
No,
they had their own beef.
Right, they were only with Hitler because they felt.
Did they help Hitler and stuff? Because I can't see Hitler being like.
They gave verbal support to each other.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, they gave verbal support to each other. But
Hitler liked the Oriental races.
But only because
he was actually cool with them.
But only because they saw him as another one that got shafted.
He was another what?
He was another guy that got shafted by the Treaty of Versailles. Uh-huh. So they saw him as kind of like allies through there.
Was Mussolini also shafted in his Treaty of Versailles? Was that guy just?
Oh no, the Italians have their own story.
Okay.
it's just a lot of Italy being Italy.
Okay. Italy just being Italy. Just let it be.
It's Italian politics.
I've always been interested. Like, I like knowing like what triggered it. And it's just, everybody kind of like.
Yeah, the Japanese just didn't trust that the United States would be cool with them, because it was still the kind of, they still had that economic rivalry, and the United States, you know, kind of felt the same way. They were just, we never saw eye to eye with them. The culture was so different, and we had been hostile to them before, and that was it, you know. So Japan enters the Meiji Restoration, one of the fastest industrial periods, and by 1900, they're one of the leading economic powers in the world.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. But still not getting any credit because they were not European. And they've, you know, that resentment carried over into World War II.
And then the auto reset button happens.
All right, auto reset button happens, and then you get a whole new flood of different types of Japanese culture.
And I would say 40, 50 years later.
Mm-hmm.
They're back on top.
Yeah, the right? Economic miracle of the 90s. Mm-hmm. They're starting to slow down. They've had a crash recently. But yeah, it's, they're very good at jumping in and building themselves up. And a lot of it's because...
samurais.
Well, not samurais, just...
Oh, okay.
They do it for like... to make sure that the common goal is made. So they step on a lot of toes in the process. And people are okay with that because they never had rights, really. You know, Japan is still kind of a very repressed society.
So let me ask you this. Japan got samurais.
Yeah.
The English got knights.
Right.
The Swedish got those guys with the funny little things that protect the Pope, right? Those are the ones?
The Swiss guards. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got the Swiss guards.
Mm-hmm.
China got ninjas?
No. Japan has ninjas.
Japan has ninjas and samurais.
And ronin.
And ronins.
Yeah.
Why am I thinking China has ninjas?
I don't know. No.
Okay. They don't. All right.
Yeah, what ninjutsu is a Japanese form.
China doesn't have anything like that.
China's got their warriors, but that's about it. Like, that's it. Like, there's no real name monks. For Chinese warriors.
Monks?
The Shaolin monks.
Shaolin.
Yeah, they got Shaolin monks.
Okay. Sure. All right, they got the Shaolin. All right. Brazilians got the capoeira people.
They got capoeira and BJJ.
Yeah. United States is what? Navy SEALs?
Navy SEALs, I think. If we're going by our Sid Meier civilization.
Like that's elite, the highest.
Elite units. It's like we got our Navy SEALs, yeah. Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
Thinking what other country I can throw in there.
Canada. Royal Mounted
Police. Oh,
Royal
yes.
Mounted Police, right?
With the moose. An army of Mises. A bunch of Mises. And the Royal Mounted with the bright red and doodly do right
so
hat.
So you can see him coming.
Dudley do right. Not doodly. Dudley.
Dudley?
Dudley do right.
The Spanish sniper really hit hard down.
Yeah.
Oof.
They play Bret Hart's theme when they come out.
Wee!
Nobody can stop them.
Australians got a. Kangaroos and whatever outbacks.
I mean, I guess so.
I think outbacks.
They got the everyone's Crocodile Dundee going for walkabouts,
yeah,
living in the bush.
This is knife.
The Bushmasters.
Yeah,
the Bushmen. Yeah, there you go.
The Bushmen. There the Bushmen. We go.
New Zealand got whatever.
Kiwi Warriors out there. They got
the
Maori.
The Maori. Yeah,
those guys, the rugby guys.
Yeah,
the All Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are dope. I gotta make a list of countries and what they got. Let's do a tournament.
Tongans have Meng.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Just Meng.
Trust the Tongans. The Tongans are making in wrestling news.
Yeah.
They're starting to make a stable in New Japan.
Good. They should.
So.
I love it.
Very good. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I gotta find out. This is one of my things. I gotta find out, when did baseball change from...
I guarantee it was in the 60s.
60s?
Bet you it was in the 60s when that hippie generation started going to ball games without suits defiantly.
I just gotta see. Because that had to freak the guy. Point. That had to freak the guy at the gate. You know what I mean?
The old
whoa,
guy.
Whoa.
But baseball, they figured it out though. You can't sell, Yankees can't sell three-piece suits, but they can sell a jersey.
Yeah, but they weren't even selling jerseys.
Not
back
yet,
then.
But baseball figured it out. Like, they encouraged it later on because they can make a profit.
I think jerseys started selling, what, 70s?
Got to be by then. Yeah, 70s, 80s, you were having jerseys.
Sure, there's someone at least shirts.
Because back then, but by the 40s, all you could do was what? Sell pennants? Yeah. And little flat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The little, remember the Baskin Robin?
The
helmet?
Helmets, yeah, that you would eat, yeah.
The ice cream?
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I remember having a bunch of them in my house.
Yeah, I had a Chicago Cubs one, I think.
A Pittsburgh Pirate one in Puerto Rico. I think everybody was, it's a Pittsburgh Pirate.
In Puerto Rico? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, you root for the Pirates.
All right.
If they're in it. You have your own favorite team. Default team.
Now, why is the Pirates?
Clemente.
Roberto. Okay, was it because Clemente. Of Clemente? Okay. So there you go.
It's easy, senor.
There we are.
So let me tell you about this movie, Sorry to Bother
You. Okay, here we go. Listen.
First of all, before I...
Is this with the word that we have to bleep out?
No.
Okay.
But are you done with the Japan thing, or you have more?
No, that was kind of where we're going to start off with, you know, the modernization of Japan.
How do you say it? Meiji?
Meiji.
The Meiji Reconstruction.
Reconstruction. Mm-hmm. It's their version of the Southern Reconstruction.
Right. A little bit nicer.
So, have you seen the trailer to Sorry to Bother You?
To which one?
Sorry to Bother You.
No.
You haven't seen the trailer. No, you've been too busy. All right. Maybe I save this and let you watch that trailer. But I was...
Let's watch it for next time.
You enjoyed a movie, didn't you, Crespo?
I did, and it's a very well-reviewed movie.
Okay.
By a bunch of black nerds. It's all I'm going to say.
Sounds good.
That's racist.
It's a bunch of nerds, Crespo. It's this hippie. Bro, I went with Jeffrey, which is.
Okay, never mind. You went with Jeffrey.
I went with Jeffrey, right, cool. Lisa's cousin. Have you met him? You met Jeffrey?
I have not met Jeffrey.
Cool.
Jeffrey. Black. Cool. Militant.
Cool, Jeffrey.
And we were in the theater. When that movie ended, Crespo, it was oddly silent, and people saying to themselves, "I think I liked it." It's kind of like it was an odd movie. It just took some quirky.
So how white people reacted to Moonlight? What was it? What was that called?
Moonlight? Yeah, a little different. A little different.
Okay.
No. What's the deal with Moonlight? Moonlight's the one that he eats the cockroach. Nicolas Cage?
No.
Moonstruck.
That was Moonstruck, yeah.
The hell is Moonlight? What is Moonlight?
Moonlight when the...
Moonlight! Right. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But I know about the scene.
It's a great movie.
It's good.
It's a good movie?
It's a good movie. Very well done.
Maybe I gotta watch that, and maybe I'll get a better perception of what Sorry to Bother You is. It's just because maybe I'm not getting the movie, Crespo. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm missing.
I mean, it's art, man. It's not gonna. Everyone's not gonna like art. Not everyone's gonna like every piece of art.
Which one are we talking about now? Sorry to bother you. Does it have like a Monty Python ending, or what are we talking about here?
it's a satire. It's satire.
Okay.
Yeah. So it goes places.
Okay. Gotcha.
And satire in 2018 is hard to do, and I think they pulled it off with this one.
Okay, maybe I'm messing it up.
No, that's fine.
Angel was telling me...
A lot of people didn't like RoboCop and Starship Troopers and those movies.
Yeah, but those guys are idiots, though. How dare they not like that movie? Movie is great.
Those are satires.
How do you not like RoboCop when it first came out?
Because you don't understand it's a satire, and you take it at face value. Like, oh, this movie is weird. I don't like this movie.
Man, did I hit that age?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Have I turned into grandpa?
I don't know. I've been talking about the kids lately. The kids these days.
These kids.
They don't understand.
They don't appreciate music or something like that. I've been saying sentences like that.
But I'm not. Dude, it's just weird. With movies, it's different.
It's a movie. Not everyone's going to like every movie. Just because other people like it doesn't mean you're going to like it. And it's a very distinctive film with a very unique voice. So... I'm surprised it's as well liked as it is.
Okay. I'm surprised too.
Yeah.
I left that movie theater. I'm like, let me see the wild. It's like 95.
It's pretty wild.
I just sat down with 0% people that liked that movie. So, anyway.
I give it a shot, yeah. Ah, the shout outs.
It's the shout out time. What's that? You got any music background for me? Put anything. I don't care.
Spotify.
You got just turning Japanese.
Japanese. Oh, he does have it on cue. All
right.
He has it. He has his moments.
Or at least the Karate Kid.
He has a little samurai little tie up in the back of his head. He's tying up his hair now. When you
Samurai
that
Jack
up,
theme.
Are you waiting for like a Yo, we got the Twitter. No, that's racist. Hey, everybody. Devils in the Details. Feel free to hit us up on the Devils Deets on Twitter. Email us at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com and support our loving brothers and maybe a sister or two on PFT Media on Facebook.
Yep.
We have an Instagram page.
We do.
Which I got to learn how to use.
Okay. I'm going to start putting stuff up there.
Yes, please do. Yeah. Our show is available, as you guys know, on iTunes, Google Play. Is it something else now?
Google Podcast.
Google Podcast.
Google
now.
Play. Nice. I think they're going to stop updating that. So Stitcher. Go to Google Podcast.
TuneIn. Spotify.
Spotify.
All over the place. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. We have 5 ratings on Apple Podcasts, guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been a year. We can use more info.
Do people review things?
Review
us.
And
review
when,
us.
The more ratings or reviews you get, then the algorithm kicks in, and then Apple Podcasts puts the show in front of more eyeballs.
Yo,
so more people can listen to it.
Review us. Lie. Something. Let's push for that. Review and lie. Say you like it.
Yeah.
Just do it. I know it's tedious. I know it's annoying.
If you like the show, 2 minutes. Just do
whatever. It's like when you buy something Amazon wants you to rate it and give it a review, and you just bypass that email. Just do it for us.
Yep.
It helps Chris a lot also. He puts a lot of hard work in this one, along with all the shows that he has. Cinema Crespedizo, What the Fuzz, Poking the Bear, Scotch and Good Conversations, the Daily City, State of the Beer Union. Tidbits,
I haven't heard of the Daily City.
Lady Raptor,
Orlando Opinions.
They changed names.
To
apparently,
Daily
you
City.
Can change names.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a thing. What's that show in there? The Swing Time.
Simon
How dare I?
How
dare I?
How dare you?
Swing Time.
Swing Time with Simon.
Can you
That's
write
Simon Time's new his swing music appreciation show.
Right.
Every episode, nothing but cherry pop and daddies.
Simon Time trivia Simon show. Time. You can't. Oh, well, you got to put him on green. He loves that color and stuff like that. So it just threw me off. I'm somewhat colorblind. Follow me on Rican Gorilla on all media, Instagram, Twitter, Dan P Comedy, FSCW. I thought it was an S in there.
FSC Wrestling at Twitter. And then for Instagram, FSCW Entertainment.
That's it, guys. We'll see you next time.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
A PFT Media production.